Welcome back to the Small Business Show. I'm your host, Lori Brooks. If you're enjoying the show, don't forget to subscribe, like, and share, and click the little notification bell. This week, I had the opportunity to chat with Christian Perry and Chris Bolton, co-founders of Your Podcast Pal. Christian was introduced to the world of audio production through his love for music. He began producing and mixing music in his student house bedroom next door to friend and housemate Chris Bolton. After graduating from Queen's University alongside Bolton, Perry attended Metalworks Institute to pursue a diploma in music mixing and mastering. While helping produce a friend's podcast in September of 2020, Perry quickly identified a need for reliable audio support in a rapidly growing industry. After hearing a poorly produced ad on the radio, Chris Bolton identified a need for accessible audio production. Perry and Bolton teamed up and launched Your Podcast Pal in January 2021. Christian Perry is now the head engineer, and Chris Bolton's background in corporate engineering perfectly positioned him to take on most of the business and financial management involved in Your Podcast Pal. Listen in as this podcast production duo shares their rapid dive into the entrepreneurial journey.
Christian, Chris, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah, thanks.
Certainly. We are super excited to dive into your entrepreneurial journey. But before we do that, I want to rewind the clock, and I want to go back to the days of junior high or high school. Think about the days when an aunt or an uncle or even a mentor at school may have asked you what it is you wanted to be when you grow up. Christian, we'll start off with you. What was the answer to that?
I guess I kind of always wanted to play music and be in the music or audio industry since I've been playing and singing for most of my life. And so I essentially ended up here because I was recording a lot of music and learned a lot about audio, and then decided to go pursue that in a college program at a school called Metalworks this year, and just finished yesterday actually with a diploma in mixing and mastering. Thank you. And so, and yeah, during that time, COVID hit, and so I had to figure out a way to make money basically. So started this business online, started doing podcasts because I know, you know, the area is growing so rapidly, and now COVID's kind of ending. I'm done school, and it's getting to a really good place where we're kind of ready to take it to the next level. And yeah, it's been weird and quick, and I kind of ended up here almost accidentally, but I'm happy and I'm having a good time.
Oh, so you're a mix master.
Yes, exactly. No, definitely. I think the entire pandemic made the world speed up in multiple different ways, from the digital transition to the ability to start different businesses. It definitely has done a lot of speeding up. So Chris, I'd love to know, when you were a kid, you know, what was the answer to that question? What did you want to be when you grew up?
Well, I never really had a concrete idea of what I wanted to be. I just knew I was interested in science and math, and kind of took it from there. I completed a degree in mechanical engineering and am currently working as a mechanical engineer on the side as well. And, you know, just I love learning new things. So that's really what I like to do. I like to learn. I like to solve problems. And turns out this business, as well as what else I do within engineering, it's just that. It's learning and solving problems.
Chris said he didn't know what he wanted to be when he grew up. He knew what he did not want to be when he grew up.
Correct. Yeah.
That happens to a lot of us too. You know, we recognize those areas we want to steer clear of, and that tends to pivot us towards, you know, whatever the journey might turn into. So I'd love to hear about that pivot. I think, Christian, for you, it was kind of more of an evolutionary journey. There may not have been too many pivots, but I'd love to know how it was you started to get your feet wet in the audio engineering space when you did decide, you know, okay, this is an actual career that I could build out for myself.
For sure. So originally it was I was just trying to make music in my university room. I actually lived with Chris for 3 years. We went to school together. Hey. Mm-hmm. So he's kind of been in there the whole way of my audio journey. And it was just a lot of YouTube videos, a lot of frustration, slowly learning and figuring it out. And yeah, that's why I ended up going to college to pursue mixing and mastering, because I really wanted to, I felt like I was fairly comfortable, but I knew to get to where I needed to be, I needed to have some formal education in that area. And so, yeah, and I started doing the podcasts back in September of 2020. And just because I honestly actually had a friend who has a podcast, and I noticed there was some easy things we could fix to make it sound a lot better. And so I offered to help him out, and he came over one day, we recorded an episode, I showed him some tricks, and I started thinking, you know, there's a lot of people in this industry that is based in audio that maybe don't know the most about audio and could use a bit of help, because it's a strange niche, because in music, obviously music is audio, but everybody in music has a decent enough understanding about audio. But there's a lot of people in podcasting that don't really know too much and could use, you know, my assistance to bring them to the next level. And so, sorry, would you like to say something?
I see what you mean.
But yeah, so I started using his episode kind of as a template of my work, and use that as a, you know, an example to show future clients, this is what I can do, and slowly building up a client base. And we started Your Podcast Pal in January, when I realized, you know, okay, there is an industry here, this is going to work, and started working with Chris to help grow this into something bigger than just what I can handle by myself. You know what I mean?
So you're telling me that you can't just download Audacity or Pro Tools and become a mixmaster genius in podcasting?
Well, anybody can become a mixing and mastering genius, but it's are you willing to put in the time to learn and figure it out? A lot of people, it's a lot easier for them to focus on their show and their content, and then I can focus on their audio. It's a team effort, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, in a recent episode that we were recording, we were talking about exactly that, you know, finding your focus and making that what you make sure you're doing as your income generating activities, and making sure to delegate or get rid of all of the other activities so that you can actually move forward in your own career. And so that's what you've done. You found a way in another niche industry to help others focused on their industry while you focus on what you do best. So I absolutely love that. Chris, please share some of the first steps that you took in terms of, you know, kind of diving into the audio engineering space.
Well, yeah, like Christian said, we lived together for a few years. I am not quite as talented as a musician as Christian. He'll be humble about it, but he's an incredible singer, incredible guitarist. Great songwriter. So I was just kind of there observing and learning so much along the way. I would always help Christian mix and just record some of his music. And, you know, it seemed to make sense to me. It wasn't this totally foreign concept. So I was able to help a little bit. And that was just my introduction, really. We did that for a few years. Then we graduated university, kind of went our own separate ways. And I remember I was having a pretty bad day at the job that I was working at the time. And I thought, you know, I'll call Christian. We'll talk this through. We'll talk about this idea I've been kind of having about podcasting and recording in the time of COVID. So I remember hearing on the radio that day an ad for something that was recorded just terribly. It sounded just horrible. And it was on the radio, which I thought, you know, there should be higher production value. So I thought, you know, maybe there's something we can do about that. So I called Christian and we talked about it, and he had already started this. He had started doing some podcasts. So it was interesting, kind of serendipitous that we both had a similar idea around the same time. And from there, we just built it out. We spent we spent a couple months just really nailing down what we wanted to do, what we could offer, and who we could offer it to. And that really led us here.
Love that. I absolutely love how not only did you guys share your own evolutionary journeys, but you also shared how it was the two of you intersected and started really building out this practice for yourselves. Mm-hmm. So I'm super excited to hear all about Podcast Pals and for you to kind of share a little bit about what it is you guys are doing now.
Yeah, sure. I'll go ahead. So basically the company is almost basically 6 months old now. So the whole time we've just been reaching out to new clients, slowly building a client base. And there's a lot of production. It's not really just mixing. It's a lot of production too involved. So, you know, we'll be helping people do their intros and outros and formulate those and kind of put everything together. And we're about getting to a point now where we're pretty busy, and we actually just hired our first engineer yesterday. So yeah, it's pretty exciting. And so our plan is to just keep growing and just keep collecting clients and to have a really solid team of engineers that can essentially do what I do on a larger scale. And yeah, Chris, you got anything you want to add on to that?
Yeah, no, Christian is our main audio engineer, but we're getting to a point where we need more help, basically. We need someone else to take on some of that. I'm less so of an audio engineer. I more handle some of the business development, accounting, administration, stuff like that. So yeah, we're growing. In the time of COVID, without being in the same city as each other, we've been able to grow this.
Yeah, we actually haven't seen each other in person since we started this thing, which is kind of fun. He's in a different time zone too. So yeah. It's crazy what you can do nowadays over the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So. Definitely. And talk about, you know, a lot of times we talk about our individual journeys of how we made success of a business solo. You know, we did it ourselves, self-made, we had no help, but I mean, y'all basically came together as a partnership. And a lot of people don't talk about that essential piece of the partnerships and people work together along the way with success. So talk about y'all's partnership a little bit more.
Yeah,
sure. Well, we have very different strengths for sure. I don't think I could do anything close to what Christian does with the audio. And while he's focused on that, I can focus on some other aspects of the business, such as our planning, our business development. And it's been great. Because we live together, we already know that we get along well enough and we can work together. There have definitely been some challenges, but using our strengths and realizing that we're both not good at everything has really helped us grow and kind of learn a little bit more about each other and about this business as well.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of elements, you know, you don't really think about how much really goes into growing a business. Providing a service is one thing, but growing a business, there's a lot of stuff involved where there's some stuff I don't like that much that maybe Chris does like more, and there's some stuff Chris doesn't like so much that I like doing more. So it's a good balance. And it's not just a balance of responsibilities. It's also, you know, it's a lot more fun to build something and accomplish things with somebody and to be able to share that, you know, because anybody can kind of trap themselves in a room and work really hard on something and try and build it. But I think the fun of all this and most things in life is being able to say, you know, look at your friend and say, hey, look what we're doing. This is pretty cool. It's working. And that's what I think gives it a bit more meaning for me, at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You started from somewhere where you both knew each other, so you had that benefit, but you also had some time apart where I'm sure you guys have grown and moved forward, but you came together and really decided that this is what you'd like to see. This is, you know, where the interest is. You both had that epiphany, that aha moment about the same time, you know, recognizing individually that there's something that you could do or accomplish in the audio space. Then you came together and made sure to then work on that partnership in any way that you could, whether it was, you know, focusing on individual strengths or making sure that the two of you were working together on different aspects of the practice. You made sure you guys actually were just capable of coordinating. And I think that that in and of itself is something that a lot of people, like Jeff was mentioning in the beginning, don't take the time to really sit down to map out how that's going to happen and what strengths each one can play to well enough to make that partnership form, gel, and kind of grow. So congratulations to both of you for, you know, taking that time to make that piece work. So in if you had the opportunity, Christian, to go back, say, 10 years and tell yourself something about, you know, today, or warn yourself about something today, what do you feel like that would be?
Well, 10 years ago, I would have been 14 years old, just really getting into guitar and music and audio at that point. So I was always kind of into Sonics in general. I've always been a really big fan of records and how they're recorded. And I just really like sound. It's not just music. And so it's interesting because for a long time, I worked really hard on just one area of audio, which was my music. And you're not always rewarded for the hard work you put in. Well, you are. You are rewarded for the hard work you put in, but it might show itself in ways you never would have expected, you know? Because there's a lot of hours I put into learning about recording and making my music. And then all of a sudden I was like, hey, look at this. I have all these skills and now I can actually, it doesn't only have to be music. I can do this podcast business as well. Maybe I can start mixing stuff and mastering stuff or working in post-production in movies. So I would say just, you know, find something that you love and work hard, because even if the prize isn't clear, you know, that hard work always pays off, maybe in ways that you wouldn't have expected that it would pay off. That's what I would say.
Definitely. Hard work does pay off. So, Chris, what would your answer be if you had the ability to go back, say, 10 years and tell yourself something? What would that be?
Similar to Christian, I would say go with the flow. You can make as detailed a plan as you want, but you can't control anything. Well, some things, but you can't control most things. You got to realize that life kind of takes you in different directions. I had no idea I'd be here where I am today. And even this podcasting business maybe wasn't part of my plan 5 years ago. But I decided to go with the flow, and
maybe even 1 year ago.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah. So just roll with what life deals you. Go with the flow, because you know you'll do more harm if you say no to things.
Mm-hmm.
So just accept things and just go with what life deals you. Really.
Yeah.
Work hard and be flexible. Be open to that pivot and those opportunities and moments that might arise that you have no idea may actually show up in your journey. So mm-hmm. I definitely had no idea, you know, a year or two ago that TV would be something that we would even be talking about. But here we all are on a brand new show. So yeah, I totally understand. Definitely.
Congratulations about the show.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Just say congratulations about the new show, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
No worries.
So, excellent. So the show is really designed to do exactly what the two of you have done. You went out, you looked around, you saw an issue in an industry, and you found a way to solve that problem or that challenge in that industry and go ahead and turn it into a business of your own. And that's really what the show is designed to do. It's to help other entrepreneurs come up with a business idea in an industry that they may not have been thinking of. And you guys are the first audio engineers that we've had on the show. So I'm super excited to have you on and super excited to find out what the answer to the next question is. And seeing as how you both have different areas of the business that you're truly working in and positive, this may be a different answer for each. Christian, if you had a magic wand and had the opportunity to change anything operationally on the audio engineering side of Podcast Pals, what do you feel like that would be, and how do you feel it would change the industry as a whole?
Well, our our kind of dream for what this will be, and kind of honestly our original idea, which we realized would be a pretty hard starting point and would ended up have to be something we work towards, is to also provide like a kind of a podcast starter kit. So it would include a mic and an interface and kind of the stuff you need, and then you would be able to use that equipment and send it to us, and then we would kind of have control over the audio that we receive, so it would be consistent and we'd be able to get everybody to that next level quicker. That's, if I had a wand, I would give everybody one of these microphones and a decent interface, and then yeah, that's what I would do. That's the goal eventually.
I love that. I need one. So let's get the magic wand going. Chris, I'd love to know if you had a magic wand and could change anything, you know, on the administrative end of podcast pods. What do you feel like that would be?
I'd like to just centralize the whole process. I'd like to centralize everything through our website, so audio can be possibly even recorded on a web-based interface. It can be submitted to us through that same way. We can handle all the management and the posting and the scheduling of the each episode, as well as just managing every aspect of it through one central place, so mm-hmm. through that website. And I think that is a goal that we're striving for. It will be a little bit challenging to implement, so we don't foresee that in the near future, but eventually that's what where we would like to go.
Mm-hmm.
Streamlining of the actual operations of receiving the content that you're working with, as well as optimizing how that content is generated in the first place to go ahead and make the two of you capable of sleeping at night, because I'm positive you receive many submissions like my own, you know, that probably keep you up dealing with, you know, whatever mic it is I've chosen today, because that's what I felt like going with. Yeah, I hear you and I understand. So I absolutely love that. I thank you guys so very much for sharing the time, energy, and your journey with the community. Please share the best way for our viewers to find you.
You can find us at our website, yourpodcastpal.com. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/yourpodcastpal, and Instagram @yourpodcastpal. So you can find us in all those places. Feel free to reach out. There's no audio we can't improve. There's no client we can't work with. We'd love to hear your podcast and help you bring you to that next place.
And you guys do both audio and video podcasts, yes?
Yes. We just started doing more video, and yeah. Awesome. So any show you have, we can totally work with you to improve it.
Yeah. We understand everyone has a different podcast, different style. We can work with everything.
Great. And Christian is going to take us out with the song. So.
Oh boy. I don't know about that. I don't know if that's right now.
Oh goodness, you guys have been outstanding. I thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
All right, so that is the end of